pocketbook yesterday about, we have a string of three snakes over here. Usually I talk for Azusa and Sofik Bukhar. The actual sugi of Tak for Kayin, we're going to see Mr. Shem starting Sunday. But Yilarachap and Nachap, that's the Shah sugi of Tak for Kayin, Mr. Shem. Tomorrow we have a lot of Hashlomas to do here. So we said yesterday that everybody agrees that the fundamental suffix of the sugya, we'll call it, is a very, very interesting suffix. When a guy has something which is suffix memoinai, and you want to make a chalei suffix hegdish, but it's out of reach, practically speaking, is the fact that you have a right to grab it tomorrow, is that shum koyach, that epis of koyach that you have, enough to give you the right to make an hegdish? That's what we said yesterday. Yesterday we ate it on a major esafel. Yesterday we ate it on a major esafel. Halei, when the Gemara stells the first suffix, which Rashi and most Rishonim hold is all part of the same suffix, the Gemara says a whole speech of commander talk for dummy. And when you make something hectic, it's like you already grabbed it already. And why is it called you grabbed it already? I didn't stress this enough yesterday. I physically didn't grab it. The answer is that a hectic, I don't need to grab it because I'm in Russell. The Gemara can see Russell had the dummy. Saying something is hegdish is equivalent to bringing it into the reshus of hegdish. What defines takfa, I didn't explain this enough yesterday. What defines takfa is I changed the reshus. I moved it from this reshus to that reshus. So yesterday we asked a bomb kasha. The fundamental suffix is, I want to explain a little bit better yesterday's fundamental kasha. Yesterday's fundamental kasha on the Gemara, it's a kasha on the Gemara. Again, it's not like Tosis, because Tosis is topic number one of the Balbatic topic, but according to everybody else, according to Rashi, the Lunda topic number one is a Lunda topic. I want to explain what my Kasha was. My Kasha was, Haloi, you want to make Sophic Eggdish. How do you want to make Sophic Eggdish? And maybe it's wine. So what's holding you back from making Sophic Eggdish? Maybe it's your Osaka. The answer is, but it's out of reach. So I want to say something very, very important to strengthen yesterday's Kasha. So one side is that it's out of reach. It's very nice that it might be yours. But the bottom line is that the state of the object today is that it's yachleiku. It's out of reach. The other half, it's how much of a ride by something before. It's out of reach. It's called all in the vow, perhaps, like Tosis. It's out of reach. So what's the side that it's within reach? Well, what is the side that it's within reach? There's only one shot that could be. The side that it's within reach is that it's epis, yeah, within reach. It's, yeah, epis under my control. I want to use the word control because reshus means control. How is it under your control? Because I can get my fingers on it, I can get a hand on it. When I do it, keep it. By the way, I want to stress something that's very important. That is the only reason why it could be under your control. Because I have a right to get hold of it. Well, what else? What else could be under your control? It's not under your control. Terrence says, it is under your control. What's the truth, Sodom? The Terrence is like Rashi says, is it called Rishu? Or the Shum Koyach? I have a Shum Koyach. By the way, we're going to see hopefully tomorrow if we get to it. The Lashon of the Chiddush Aran uses, he doesn't say the word Shum Koyach, he uses the word Ezer Koyach. You have something in it. What is this Ezer Koyach you have in it, by the way? Today you don't have it. The answer is because I couldn't grab it. That's why I'm strengthening yesterday's kasha. So what do I have to command that the grabbing is the command to talk for? What do I care that the hegdish is an act of tkifa? Halei mimonashach. What's the tzad asafik? I'll start off again. It's yours or it's not yours? Maybe it's mine. Okay, maybe it's yours. So let it be maybe hegdish. The answer is no. It can't even be maybe hegdish because it's out of reach. So one side is clear. And what's the other side? It's within reach. Well, why is it within reach? There's only one pshat that can explain why it's called within reach. I'll say it in a more lumdish way. There's only one pshat why it could be that you still have rights in the suffix. The suffix didn't take it away completely from you. The nusach that Rav Moshe always used all the years was, did the suffix take it away from you? Did the suffix take it out of your control? Or did it still leave you, you still retain some control over the object? So now the suffix is, do I retain control of the object? What's the pshat that I retain control over the object? There's only one pshat, by the way. The pshat that I retain control of the object is because I can grab it. Fine, so now what's the suffix number one? Suffix number one is, I have a talus, the other half of the talus we're talking about, obviously, not talking about your half, is yachleiku. So it's a suffix mine. It's out of my control because the suffix gave it to him. What's the side that I could make it hegdish? What's the side that I could make the other half of the talus hegdish? Because I have the right to grab it, and the right to grab it allows you to make Hekdesh. I want to point out to you that the dilemma of the Gemara is, could I make the Hekdesh? I want to go say, I raise a Hekdesh. Hekdesh is a Chalais. Before we talk about grabbing, Hekdesh is a Chalais. You can only make a Chalais Hekdesh on something which is Bershusai. So what's the tzad that is Bershusai? Because I can grab it. Okay. So why does it have to be that the Hekdesh itself is commanded to talk for? I'm asking yesterday's kasha in a much more powerful way. Why does the Hekdesh have to be the act of grabbing? Although the agenda of the Gemara is, could I make it Hekdesh or not? I want to point out to you that if the Hekdesh is Chal, the whole game's over. The Hekdesh is Chal. Chal is Hekdesh, either it's Chal or it's not Chal. Once it's Chal, it's Chal. Misafik, let's say, okay? So I'm asking Akasha, you have the power to make the Hekdesh or you don't? That's the question. Do you have the power to make the Hekdesh? Do you have the Bailus to make the Hekdesh? Do you have the Shlita to make the Hekdesh? Do you have the control to make the Hekdesh? The answer is either yes or no. So it's a Shaila my Koyach to make the Chalis. I'm making a Chalis. I'm taking an object that I want to make a chalais on, I want to change its status, do I have the ability to make a chalais or not? So either the answer is yes or no, decide. What does that have to do with the fact that the hekdesh is the act of the grabbing? The role that the grabbing plays is that's what gives me the right to make that. Hekdesh is a chalais. What's hekdesh mean? Hekdesh means I raise a hekdesh, I have a craft to make things which are mine hekdesh. I'm making a hekdesh, you're not making a hekdesh. Is it called yours or it's not called yours? Why do I need the hekdesh to be an act of grabbing? That's the hella awesome that I asked yesterday. I think I'm saying it all much clearer now, Dakasha. Why do I need the Hekdesh to be the grabbing? Hekdesh is a chalois. I can make things of mine Hekdesh. It's mine or it's not mine. Either yes or no. Why does the Hekdesh have to be grabbing? Pella also mamish. And the Gemara says, command to talk for. I mean, also the Gemara can see. Also, what are you there for? That's not why the Gemara. Well, that doesn't do with anything, Bukhal. Because I'm going to ask it in a different way. I have the question to make the Hekdesh. The answer is yes, so it's Hekdesh. Yeah, it's my thing. I made Hekdesh. What does it mean the Hekdesh is the grabbing? That's what Pella asked yesterday. So we said yesterday a big part that state on the Gemara Firashi the Cholapochus that the right that you have to grab something tomorrow doesn't give you a bailus. You have a bailus legabi grabbing. That's what we said yesterday. We narrowed down the part. I'm sticking with the same idea that the reason why you're allowed to make it Hekdesh is because you have Epis right. But what is that Epis right? The episode right is to make a tkifa. So you can do a tkifa now because you have a right to make a tkifa. Say it in the lashon that I want to say it. The suffix left you that you can retain a bailus to do a tkifa. I repeat. The suffix left you a bailus that you retain a bailus to do a tkifa. But if, lamashal, the act of Hekdesh won't be an act of tkifa, so you don't have a right to do it. You have a right to do a tkifa. You don't have a right to stop to make a Hekdesh. So it's true the Hekdesh is a chalais that I make. And it's true I need bailus, but that's not enough. Since the bailus that the suffix left me over, that was mishayri, that I retained, is a thing to make a tkifa. So the word is the Hekdesh has to be a tkifa. That's what he said yesterday. No, if it's not tkifa, it's more than tkifa. Because your koyach is to do something which is a tkifa. You have a koyach to kick it out of the rishos. That's what you have a koyach to do. If you'll do a tkifa, then you can change the bailus. You didn't do that now. It's the other way around. It's less. Because if I mean Russell the Gavoya would not be Russell Hedget, if it wouldn't be called that it was nitkaf, grabbed on, if it's not called it went into the rishos of Hekdesh, so then I'm doing something that I don't have a koyach to do. It's more than what I could do. You could have done a switch of the rishos. You're not doing a switch of the rishos. So to go make a chalais that doesn't carry out a switch of the rishos, for that you didn't have koyach to do. That's called more than what I could have done, not less. You're doing something more than what you could. You could have switched the rishos. To go in and make a chalais when you're not switching the rishos, that you don't have a bias. That's what you said. Let's say a copy of the conversation we had last night. Yeah? One second. Lefiza, we have to carbon copy over this whole mechanism to wear to Safek Bukhar, to Mezuzah for statement, and to Safek Bukhar. Watch what I'm going to say now. I want to repeat what I said at the end yesterday. Big read. We're going to take this whole mechanism and copy it over to Safek Bukhar. All three are the same. What's going on with Safek Bukhar? Same thing. Safek Bukhar, the Hekdesh is Chal because it's Mom and Kain. Okay, and the Vitvos Mikzad, it's as if the Kain is the one who's Magdish the Bukhar, as if. Not Mamish, but as if. And the Isser of the Giza Avoida, the Isser of the Kedusha, is a result of the fact that the Kain is making it. How could the Kain make it? The Suffolk took it away from me. It's by Yanagai. It's out of my control. It's out of reach. The answer is the Kain could grab it. But that's not enough, I would say. Now you have to say that what? that the becoming the Bechor is also an act of grabbing. If he this way, now we go further. If we copy this over, copy, copy to where? To Bechor. It's going to have to be the same mechanism. You, the Kohen, are making the Kedusha of the Bechor. You, the Kohen, I'm shafting the Kedusha of the Bechor. How are you shafting the Kedusha of the Bechor? The Bechor is out of reach. The Bechor is by the Yisrael. The Bechor is by the Mechavel Varaya. Teretz is, I have rights in it. What are your rights to grab it? But we just said that's not enough. You have rights to grab it. It's not enough that because you have rights, you're a bialim. Your bialim is to grab it. Tafak Sogin. Then when the Bechor becomes Kodesh Machmasi, it goes into the Rishos of Hekdesh, which is Vekishmak. Itaka goes into the Rishos of Hekdesh. By Bechor, by the way, it's so Rishos. So the Hekdesh grabs it. The Hekdesh grabs it, correct? How does the Hekdesh grab it? Because when it becomes a Bechor, it goes into the Rishos of Hekdesh. So Hekdesh grabbed it. So my ability of the Kohen to make it Hekdesh is he perpetrates an act of grabbing. How does he perpetrate an act of grabbing? Quote unquote, by making the Kedushas of Bechor, which gives it over to Hekdesh, and it's now by Hekdesh. And now that it's by Hekdesh, now it's also by Gizav Avodah, correct? So I asked yesterday, Mordechai Kakasha, you're telling me now for the first time that it's not enough that I can grab it tomorrow. The Hekdesh itself has to be an act of grabbing, because that's what I just said. The Hekdesh itself has to be an act of grabbing? Wait a minute. Rashi said by Bechor that the only way you're allowed to grab it is with the Shalsek Vakach Tzavach. The only way you're allowed to grab it is when you do it Tfisa Bershos. The only way you're allowed to grab it is if the guy let you grab it. Is Bishlam if you would tell me that the Hekdesh could be without grabbing? So I'll tell you, there's an Isser Hekdesh that's chal on it. It wasn't grabbed by Hekdesh. But if you're telling me that in order for the Chalei's Hekdesh to be chal, it has to be grabbed by Hekdesh, Halei b'Bechor, you're not allowed to grab without a Shalsek Vakach Tzavach. That's the monumental kasha that I'm asking as a result of yesterday's raid. That means, we proved, that in order to go ahead and shaf a Hekdesh, it's not enough that you have rights tomorrow. The shafing of the Hekdesh itself has to be an exercising of that right of grabbing. And therefore, b'Bechor, I'm going to copy and paste it over and I'm going to say it's the same word. That the ability to make the Kedusha of the Giza of Avodah is an act of grabbing by Hekdesh, and that's why, it means Hekdesh grabbed it from the Yisrael. Hekdesh grabbed it from the Yisrael. They grabbed it from the Yisrael. So the ability to make it Hekdesh is accompanied with an act of grabbing. Wait a minute, you grabbed it from the Yisrael? Who grabbed it? The Hekdesh? Rashi says you can't grab from Yisrael unless you're Shalsek Vakach Tzavach. And the grabbing of Hekdesh wasn't accompanied by a Shalsek Vakach Tzavach. Nobody was around when the baby was born. The Kohen wasn't Shoysek, the Kohen wasn't Sever. So if you tell me that I don't need that the Hekdesh itself to be an act of grabbing, I just need to make Hekdesh, if all I need to do is to make Hekdesh, so then I say like this, I could have grabbed it by Shalsek Vakach Tzavach, therefore today I can make it Hekdesh. But if you tell me the Hekdesh itself has to be an act of grabbing, the Hekdesh has to be an exercising of that grabbing. You're not allowed to grab by a Tafur Kohen unless you have a Shalsek Vakach Tzavach. So how did it become Hekdesh?
The guy was Shoysek when it was born, so it's the same.
So that's not true, because if the guy was Tzavach when it was born, it's also Hekdesh.
But the same thing if the Kohen was Hekdesh, I just answered
you, because the din is it becomes Kodesh even if the guy wasn't around B'shas, the baby was born. You know what I'm saying? And even if the Kohen was Tzavach, it's also not true what you're saying. You didn't hear what I said. If the baby was born, it's Kodesh even though the Kohen was yelling and screaming, that's all. So there was no act of Tzavach there. What? But he's home. Yeah, he's home. Oh. So the answer to that is, I started to say yesterday, we ran out of time, is a whole part. It goes like this. In Achanami, in order for the Hekdesh to be chal, the Hekdesh has to be an act of grabbing. That's the big ufreis that we see from yesterday's raid. The big ufreis from yesterday's raid, the Hekdesh has to be an act of grabbing. We have a Shulchan Aruch, when you're allowed to grab from Yisrael. The answer is, it depends. Why Taka does Rashi say that when the Kohen grabs from Yisrael, it has to be Shalsek Vakach Tzavach? The answer is, because it's a Tzisa Gzela, says the Bnei Yeshua. You can't transfer, you can't change Ruchzakas with a Tzisa of Gzela. I'm going to change the word Tzisa Gzela to the word Tzisa Shalei Kedin. You cannot become a new Muzik with a Tzisa Shalei Kedin. A Tzisa Shalei Kedin, a Tzisa against the Halacha, a Tzisa that you weren't allowed to do, a Tzisa that was illegal, a Tzisa which is act of Gzela, can't make you into a Muzik. Next the Anan, let's see. When the Bechor is sitting by the Yisrael, and the Kohen comes along and says, let's say the Kohen would say the following. I want to say Mordechai Gazach. The Bechor is sitting by the Yisrael, the Safik Bechor, obviously. The Kohen comes along and says, let's say the Kohen is the one who makes the Hekdesh, okay? The Kohen comes along and says, listen here, if the Bechor is not mine, Why not making it Hekdesh? If the Bechor isn't, why not making it Hekdesh? Did he do something Shalikadin? If the Kohen would come along and announce and say, if the Suffolk Bechor is not mine, it's yours, so I have nothing to do with it. If it's mine, I want to make it Hekdesh. If the guy would get up and do such a thing, he's doing something Shalik Halacha? Of course not. He's not doing Shalik Halacha. So even if he doesn't announce that, he's not doing an act of Gzeila. When a guy comes along and says, I make Hekdesh, it's in your property, I'm making it Hekdesh. Well, what's he essentially saying? If it's not mine, it's not Hekdesh. If it is mine, it is Hekdesh. He did something wrong? He did something Shalikadin? He did an act called a Gzeila? No. But where's the Gzeila? Because he made it Hekdesh? The Hekdesh is only Chal, it's not that it's his. Mashayn Kane. Oh, very good. Well, I'll get to you in a second. Mashayn Kane. When the guy grabs tomorrow, what's he doing when he grabs it tomorrow? He's physically taking, he's mugging him, right? Is he doing something kedin or shalikadin? About that shalikadin. Why is it shalikadin? Because on the tzad that it's his, you're doing something you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to grab it. You have the right to take it. There's a suffix, whether it's his or not. So if I physically grab it from the guy, I take it out of his chatzar, where I'm doing an act of robbery, physically, halacha, I'm doing something shalikadin. I'm doing an act of tzad, something which I'm not allowed to do. I go to the Rav says, you're not allowed to grab it. He holds it well for Raya. When you do an act of tzad, when you do something shalikadin, when you grab it, he's a vat over there, you can't become a muzik because you did something you're not supposed to do. Why not supposed to do? You're asking, maybe it's mine, but maybe it's not yours. But by Hekdesh, I can never go wrong. By Hekdesh, I'm not grabbing it from him. I'm not taking it from his chatzah. So Manashach, where did I do something wrong? I did something wrong? I did something Shalika did? If it's his, the Hekdesh wasn't chal. So I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't grab it for Hekdesh. If it's mine, then I grabbed it for Hekdesh. Where did I do something wrong? So on the why? Because on the top, you tell me what you mean. But he's making it Hekdesh. Maybe it's his. If it's his, the Hekdesh wasn't chal. So there's no problem. But when I physically take it, the mice, I'm physically taking it from his backyard. When I physically take it from his backyard, I'm doing an act of stealing. I'm mugging the guy from his cow.
What is it for Mamakai?
Wait, one second, I don't know what you're talking about.
It has to be, we said that in the Amidah, needs to be Mamakai in order for...
It's always Suffolk Mamakai, but the act of...
Where did he get it?
I don't know what you're saying. What are you asking? What are you asking something I said?
Yes.
What did I say that you're asking?
How could it be that it's Suffolk, if it's his, and Suffolk, if it's Hekdesh? It only becomes Hekdesh when it's in the
other day.
In order to be Hekdesh, it has to be
Mamakai. Okay, so there's a suffix. On the tzad that it's Mamakai, it became
Hekdesh. Where was Mamakai?
What do you mean? It's mine, like Shemayim, because it was born in Bukhara. I know what you're talking about. If it was born in Bukhara, it's mine. Then that can make it Hekdesh, correct? Kabish, you don't know what happened. If it was a Bukhara, it's mine. I can make it Hekdesh? I don't see what you're saying. If it was born a Bukhara, this is a biological Shiloh. So then they say. So that's the teretz on the kasha. The teretz on the kasha is, yeah. The teretz on the kasha is. It's a beautiful teretz. Avada Rashi holds, learned from the Gemara, that the ability to make something Hekdesh, which is out of your rishos, requires not just a right to make a tkifa tomorrow. It's that this is the tkifa. This is the expression of my bialos. And that's why by Bechor, in order for the Giz of Avodah to be Chal, it has to be Ayideh, the coin, not just grabbing it, the coin, transferring it to Hekdesh. I added Hekdesh, grab it. If there was no shtika, I don't need a shtika of Hekdesh to grab it. I only need a shtika to grab it when you're physically grabbing it, we're doing an act of Gzela. Hekdesh, although it's called grabbing, why is it called grabbing again? Because it went through a Rosh Hashanah of Hekdesh, but it's not an act of Gzela. Because on the tzad that it's mine, on his, it wasn't a Chal to begin with. So I didn't do anything illegal. That, making it Hekdesh is not an illegal act. On the tzad that it is, it wasn't chal. On the tzad that it's mine, I didn't do anything bad. When I'm physically taking it, I'm doing an act of illegality because I'm taking it something which is suffix is. I'll take something which is suffix is.
That's
all
arranging, but now he doesn't have it. That was now on is going to be grabbed away from me. You can't use it now. It's because of me.
It doesn't make a difference. But it wasn't illegal. You know what I said? The issue is not whether you did it or not. That's what I'm explaining. The reason why I need a shtika is not because you did it. The shtika is because you did something shalikadin. I didn't do anything shalikadin. Because on the tzad that it's taka is, so the chalosa hekdesh is not an illegal zach. The physical grabbing is an illegal zach, and an illegal zach can't change dinim from one person to another. That's the din emes lamitoi of yesterday's raid. Now, one second. A number of you asked me last night a kushi atzuma that I once read for a bosho, which I want to talk about now. We're going to go much deeper. A number of you asked me, so I don't understand. You're proving from the Gemara that the ability to make something Hekdesh, which is Suffolk Memoinai, which is out of his Roshos, is because I exercise my right to grab it. It's not enough that I could grab it tomorrow. I exercise my right to grab it, and since Hekdesh is an act of grabbing. So I said it yesterday, and today I repeated it. So why by Sofik Bechor is the Zach also Begizav Avodah? You made it Hekdesh, but you can't make it Hekdesh without doing an act of grabbing. I did an act of grabbing. How did I do an act of grabbing? It was grabbed. Who was it grabbed by? Who was it grabbed by? I made it Hekdesh, and the Hekdesh was an act of grabbing, because it went over to Rishos of Hekdesh. So the reason why it's also Begizav Avodah, we now have a new shot. It's not also Begizav Avodah because the Kohen made it Hekdesh because it's Sofik is. That's not enough. It's also Begizav Avodah because the act of the Kohen making the Bechor Hekdesh is an act of transferring it over to the Rishos of Hekdesh. If it wouldn't be called an act of transferring it over to the Rishos of Hekdesh, then what? It wouldn't be also because it's not enough that I have the right to make it to grab it. It has to be that this is called grabbing. It has to be now that it is now in the hands of Hekdesh. If it's not in the hands of Hekdesh, if it's not in the Rishos of Hekdesh, it can't become also because my ability to make it Hekdesh because I have the right to grab. And it has to be that the act of the Hekdesh is an act of grabbing. Command the talk for dummy. We'll go to the Lashon of the Gemara. So everybody asked you this night, many of you asked me a riddle. Now that we've come to the conclusion that in order for the coin, in order to make the Hekdesh, it's not enough to have a right to grab it tomorrow. The Hekdesh itself has to be an act of grabbing. I'm going to transfer now to English meaning. It means it has to be a transfer of Rishos. It has to move over Rishuyos. So many of you asked me last night, so we have a riddle. We have a Tartu Dasas, we have a paradox. Sofik Bechor, what's the din? How do we paskin? What do we paskin Sofik Bechor? How about Tzmech HaVel Baraya? Talk for Kayin. What's aim is Yimiyodi? But if you grab it, what's it in? What's it in if you grab it? You're allowed to grab it. We just finished saying that in order for the Giza Veda to be Chal, it has to be called that it was grabbed by who? The Hekdesh. So that means the Kayin facilitated that Hekdesh grabbed it from who? The Kayin facilitated that Hekdesh grabbed it from the Yisrael. So now I ask my riddle. Safik Bechor. It's also the Giza Veda. It was grabbed or wasn't grabbed? If it was grabbed, why are you passing away to Mechavel Varaya? It's by Hekdesh. If it wasn't grabbed, so it can't be also because it has to be grabbed in order to be also by Hekdesh. See, in light of everything I just finished saying, that in order to go ahead and make a Chalais Hekdesh, it's not enough that I have the ability to grab it tomorrow. It has to be that the Hekdesh itself is the grabbing, and you don't need a shtika because it's not an act of Gzela. Fine, very good. So now I have a riddle. Every Sofik Bechor, what's it then? How about Yisrael? The Kohen could grab it, but the Kohen didn't grab it. It's a relief about Yisrael. On the other hand, you tell me it's also Begizav Avodah. Why? Why is it also Begizav Avodah? Because it was Hekdesh, but it's not enough to be Hekdesh. It has to be commanded to talk. It has to be the Hekdesh grabbed it. So we tell me that what? We look at it like it was grabbed. So I'm asking, it was grabbed from Yisrael or wasn't grabbed from Yisrael? If it was grabbed from Yisrael, and that's why it's also Begizav Avodah, so why are you saying it's about Raya? So it's not Yisrael's anymore. And if it wasn't grabbed, so it can't be Kurdish. No. I want to know, no, it's not going to help all of that. What is the state of the object now? It was grabbed or wasn't grabbed? I mean, how can you say what it's grabbed? What's it grabbed means it's by the Yisrael. It's not by the Yisrael, it's by Hekdesh. It was grabbed already. If it would be by the Yisrael, the Kohen would grab it, right? What would be the din? If the Kohen would grab it from Yisrael, we're going to say something. We're not talking about the Chalais, we're talking about the Metzias. What's the din? Now, where is it? Right? If the Kohen would grab it from Yisrael, what would be the din? If you're up on the Luna, talk for Kohen, hey, Metzias, it's grabbed. And, I mean, there wouldn't be by the Yisrael, correct? So over here, instead of the Kohen grabbing it, who grabbed it? The Kohen didn't grab it. The Kohen facilitated that Hekdesh would grab it, correct? The Kohen facilitated that Hekdesh would grab it. Okay. So now it's for Hekdesh. Thank you, Pastor Mosevaya. If you wouldn't tell me this new year story that the Hekdesh requires Chotva, Tukva, so then the vote is, how much of Elvaraya? And when it's sitting by me as well, the Hekdesh. Yeah, the vote. If I don't need this din of command to talk for, so then the vote is, I want it to make a Elvaraya. It's by the Yisrael. And when it's sitting by the Yisrael, maybe it's Hekdesh, maybe. But now that you tell me that in order for the Hekdesh to be Chal, it has to be called to be grabbed, who's the one who facilitated the grabbing? The Kohen facilitated that Hekdesh grabbed it. So now it's by Hekdesh. So how can it be Hamas of Al-Raya? That's the Tati Nasasri. Who? I'm not talking anymore about the Chalais Hekdesh. I'm talking about after the Chalais Hekdesh. Why not talk about the Hamas of Al-Raya part? Who's the boy? I can hear. What do you mean? I don't understand you. Physically, there's no such thing as a Sofik Chatifa. I want to know geographically who's a buy now. You hear my question? You hear what I said? That's the ability to make. You're mixing two topics. I'm talking about where is a buy. When it's arriving, I mean to leave it where it is. I want to know where is it now. It's by the Yisrael or it's by God? I think before you answer me. Yisrael, where's the buy? You didn't hear what I said. There's no suffix of words of boy. The suffix is who it belongs to. Michael, you're so busy arguing, you're not listening to me. Listen to me. There's no suffix of where an object is. That's a geographical title. You hear what I just said?
Yes, but even the ones that
is published. That's in you, but it has to. I don't care. It's not published at all. It's by the Eberster now. If it wouldn't be called by the Eberster now, physically by the Eberster, the Kedushin can't be called. Well, that is no suffix. Command to talk for dummies is not a suffix. It has to be physically. It's by the Eberster. If it's not physically by the Eberster, it can't be chal, because your ability to make it hegdish is to perpetrate an act of tkifa. An act of tkifa is not a state of suffix. It's a physical event. You perpetrate an act of tkifa here or not? I'm asking a question. It doesn't think it's a suffix tkifa. Where's it by? Is it called that it's by the Eberster or not? Did I perpetrate an act of tkifa or not? See, you tell me it's also because of a bite. It means it's by the Eberster. It means it was grabbed by the Eberster. It was grabbed by the Eberster.
If it's not bachar, then it's not grabbed by the Eberster.
Correct. But so then make up your mind. But make up your mind. But tell me it is also because of a bite. It means I'm naming on that it was grabbed by the Eberster. What does that mean? So I don't understand you. So I'll ask you a different question. Okay. So misafik, who's it by? How can you pass two things at once? It's one to be of Raya, or it's Kedush. I'll say Misafik, that's the same question, okay? You want to insist on it. It's Misafik. Misafik, where is the object? What is the state of the object? After the Safik. So in the state of Safik, the object is by him or by him? Who's it by? If it's by the Israel, then it can't be Kedush. Because it has to be Chatfa in order to be, it has to be Takfa in order to be Kedush. I don't know what Lamdash or Takfa means. I'm not such a Lamdash like you. I don't know what you're talking about either. The rights to use it on top ground. He's telling me it's commanded talk for dummy. Because if the fort is in order for the Kurdish to be chal, it has to be by the Rabbi Shalom. So you'll tell me misafik is by the Abishta. Okay, so the misafik is by the Abishta. I'll ask you a question. Who misafik is a boy? It's by the Abishta or it's by the Yisrael? Who's a boy? Oh, so he's saying a whole Torah. What do you mean? What's Yisrael? What's Mom? Is he saying a whole fort here? I have to explain what he's saying. He's saying a whole fort. Has to speak it out. It's a whole time to discuss. You make up your mind. Who's a boy? So the answer is I'll direct what he's saying, but I have to explain to you what moment is it there. I'll explain at length. There's two agendas over here. Avada, it's in the Rishos of Hegdish. It means on the side that the Hegdish is Chal, I have rights in this object because I can grab it, and I'm exercising my grabbing it when I make it Hegdish, okay? So it's my Hegdish now. By the way, I say grabbing means it went over to the Rishos of Hegdish. If it's in the Rishos of Hegdish, how can I say Mitzvah Raya? That's my question. If you're treating it in the Rishos of Hegdish, it's Safik Rabbi Mike, yeah? How can you say Mitzvah Raya? So the answer is as follows. There are two agendas over here which I have to explain. And when I'll explain what I'm saying, you'll see why you said it's not enough. Okay, Basra is Dvori. There's one Safik, whether or not this thing is Kodesh. Gizav Avoida is a din that stems from its Kedusha. Now, albeit it's true, the Gemara at this point held that the Kedusha depends on the Kohen's ability to make a Kodesh Beseder. The ability to make a Kodesh is that it was Gechap by Kodesh. So it was Gechap by Kodesh. It's by Kodesh now, okay? It's in the Rishos of Hegdish now. And the Rishos of Hegdish was caused by my ability to grab it, and I perpetrated an act of grabbing. This is how I grabbed it. I made it Hegdish. The Kohen made it Hegdish. It was grabbed for Hegdish. Now, there's other dinim that a Bechor has. What is the din of this Bechor, by the way? Anybody know? What do you do with this Bechor? Is it something Bechor? There's no way of resolving this something ever. What do you do with this Bechor, by the way? What's the thing? Let's see. I can't shecht it outside. Why can't I shecht it stam and eat it? Maybe it's a carbon, and then it's shkut echutz. You're not allowed to shecht the carbon outside. I can't bring it to the azar and be makrifit as a Bechor. Why? Maybe it's chul and it's chul and bazar. What do I do with it? Yirachi yistayiv. I let it get a mum. And then I eat it. And I shecht it. Who eats it, by the way? Who eats it? That's the fight between Israel and the Kohen. Who's getting steak? Okay? Who's going to eat the steak? Who's going to eat this Gevaldika Sofik Bechor, which got a mum? And now, that's what Rabbi Mike meant, a mum and a stick of Shaila. Who's going to eat it now? I'm not finished. Avada and Avada, Misofik, is in the Rishos of Hegdish. That's what I'm going to say now. The fact that it's in the Rishos of Hegdish, Bechlal says anything about the fact of who's going to eat the steak here? It's in the Rishos of Hegdish Misafik. That's my kasha, by the way. Now you understand my kasha. It's in the Rishos of Hegdish Misafik. Okay, but the Rishos of Hegdish Misafik should not let the Yisrael get it. The answer is, what is the shiloh that the Yisrael want? The Yisrael wants to eat it. What happened? The story went weiter. The animal got a mum, and now they get shechted it, and they're making steak. Who gets the steak dinner? Okay? Now on that, the fact that it's Birshos Hegdish, even if it will be a Vadeh Birshos Hegdish, okay, it's not a Vadeh, but the fact that it's a Safik Birshos Hegdish, the fact that the Safik put it into Birshos Hegdish, the Birshos Hegdish Bechal has anything to say about whether or not I'm allowed to eat the steak or not? The answer is no. Because even on the tzad that it was Birush HaKadosh, and even on the tzad that it became Kodesh, but once it gets a mom afterwards, the din is what? I'm allowed to eat it. So the Rishus that it was in the Rishus of HaKadosh, Bichlal says an opinion about who's supposed to eat this thing? No. Because say whether it's Kodesh, say whether it's not Kodesh, din is Diyas. Who's the one who eats it? The Kodesh says who should eat it? The Kedusha has no Shaykh of Bichlal. Who cares? But that was a suffix. The moment Kohen part was a suffix, and the moment Kohen part generated that it's now in the Rishus. My question wasn't that. That was a suffix. I don't have a problem with that. It's a suffix that's made suffix that way. Right now, where it is. My question was a different question. How can you go ahead and paskin me suffix, leave it by the Yisrael, when you already paskin me suffix, that it's by Hegdish? That was my question. He could still grab it. If the Mishal Zagakach, no, he could still grab it. No, because clapping moment is, it's Kseil. I didn't finish off my four yet. My question is a different question. My question is, Beseda, now you have a question of who's eating the steak. On the question of who's eating the steak, you can say, well, it's in the Rishus of the Kodesh, no. Rishus of the Kodesh doesn't define whether or not I'm allowed to eat steak or not. So, Vibalta Chapping was Chap to Hegdish, and on the Shal of who eats the steak, the Rishus of Hegdish has nothing to say. Rishus of Hegdish is not my Lomari. The fact that it was in the Rishus of Hegdish is as far as Hegdish is concerned. It's in the Rishus of Hegdish. That means I'm not saying as far as. I'm saying the nafgamina of it being the Rishus of Hegdish. There's got to be Hegdish dinim. There's got to be the shal that's on the table now of whether or not this thing is eatable. The fact that it's in the Rishus of Hegdish is my Lomari. I can't hear you. It's not important how I got through it. It was all misafik. You know. Misafik. So misafik. I told you. I agree with you. So it's in the Rishus of Hegdish now. That's going to result. Now I have a new suffix. We're having steak dinner. Okay. And one second, Makash and Isha, okay? I want Makash, we have to talk about steak for, okay? Yeah, I've heard this. I want to go Makash a lady, yeah? Afterwards, you're at Jay Stayev, and it's not Kurdish anymore, I want to use it for what it got, okay? It's also because of Avoid, though, even yet. We'll see. It's a different topic, okay? Leave for a second. But I want to eat it, okay? Who's eating it? It's a Sovik. Kain, Israel, 20 tummies in the Shus of Hegdish, so what? So what's Rishus of Hegdish with anything? But still, I have a shadow. Is it the coins of Yisrael's mominus? That's not a derivative. The Isser of the Bailus of the thing is not a derivative of Rishus Hegdish, because even if it wasn't the Rishus Hegdish, that has no bearings on this suffix. So how do I resolve this suffix of who's eating it? I'm like, right, it's by the Yisrael. The Yisrael can eat it. The fact that it's in the Rishus of Hegdish has ramifications. Lagavi the din of Giza Vavoida. Lagavi the Rishus of Hegdish. The Rishus of Hegdish, Tuzoif dinam Lagavi Hegdish. Lagavi the Chulun de Kashayla after it got a Balmum, and I want to know who eats it. The Rishus of Hegdish is not my Lamar. It doesn't have a say Bechal. The fact that it's geographically sitting in Hegdish, Bechal doesn't determine or define in any way the issue about whether or not I'm allowed to eat it or not after I got a mum. On that Shiloh, we have a mum to stick a Shiloh. We leave it where it is. You're the one who will buy it. So there are two issues. There's one issue of Hegdish. The issue of Hegdish, of Kedushas Gizav Avoida, is defined by where it is. Lagavi Hegdish, so it's in the Rishos of Hegdish. Lagavi the Shiloh, who's the one who eats it? Betoiras Abal Mum. On that, the Hegdish has no say. The Hegdish doesn't say one way or the other. The fact that it's in the Rishos of Hegdish defines who's the one who's allowed to eat it. The answer is no. Because it has no bearing b'chal on that. We go back to the regular, what I would call civilian, that it's by the Yisrael. And we're making the greatest hair split of the Zman. That Lagavi the Chulun, the Kashal of whether or not to eat it, the Yisrael is a Mozik. And Lagavi the Shal of the Gizav Avoid, the Hegdish is a Mozik. And that's the Emek of what's going on over here, that it could be called commanded talk for Lagavi the Yisrael Gizav Avoid, and Lagavi the Din of the Chulun, the Kadin, Lagavi the moment is the Kadin. We go ahead and we say that it's in the Rishos of the Yisrael. All this was only shver after we were machadish this humongous chiddish, that in order for the Isser Gizav Avoida, it's not enough that you made a Isser Gizav Avoida, but it has to be called that it was grabbed already by Hegdish. Hegdish already grabbed it. So then I come to my question, is it by the Yisrael? It's not by the Yisrael. The answer is, it depends. What are you talking about? Copy with Shiloh. One minute. Let's start this very, very hard thesis now. That is a summary of Shitas Rashi in the sugya. Zok faces. Look inside faces now. Vahachadichi, talk for Kain. The Gemara over here brought a suffix by Mesusa. The Gemara brought a suffix by Mesusa, slowly. The Gemara brought a suffix by Mesusa. And the Gemara learned out the suffix of Mesusa from where for talk for Kain. Near the Hachamim Boya Levi Mesusa. I said yesterday, I'm saying it again. Why does Tosis have a need to explain the Suffolk by Mesusa? The Gemara already said Suffolk number one. So I said a Dover Niflamoy. To those of you who have an ear from Pshat, I said a Zak, which is a Yantiv. According to Tosis, Suffolk number one and Suffolk number two have no shaykhs to each other. So Tosis was bothered. What is the Suffolk by Mesusa? Rashi wasn't bothered because according to Rashi, Suffolk by Mesusa is a carbon copy of Suffolk number one. But according to Tosfos, the Sofik now wants a Balabata, the Sofik is a Shtika Koido. So Tosfos says, well, what is the Sofik Ramasusa? Tosfos has to present an entire presentation. What is the Sofik Ramasusa? Okay? That's Niflamoid. Now we start. Kivan the Mekarki, its land, heavy din of the Kol Dolongvar. A. One Kivan. B. The Kivan and Tok for Echad Vekdisha Kishibi Yoda, Mistoma Sula Paka Fila Chotach Aveva Tokrimeno. 2. 3. Therefore, Kigdisha Vele Tok for Nami Heve Hegdosh. I wish it was 1:15 already. Yeah. So do you, for different reasons. Yeah? Listen carefully now. This Tosfos over here says three things. I teach you how to learn a Tosfos, such a shvera Tosfos. First of all, Tosfos says the din is called Olengvar by Mesusa. Okay? Called Olengvar back and forth. Second of all, this Tosfos is a Shas Tosfos. Tosfos says that when you're passing called Olengvar, each guy can keep grabbing back and forth. Topic number three. Tosfos says, Ashayla, what happens when you pass in Kol Dolongvar? One guy grabs it and he makes it Hegdish. And then the other guy grabs it back. Is the Hegdish Paka or not? What's Tosfos said that the Hegdish is Paka? Because I only got it for as long as I got it. Now that you have the right to grab it back, so now it's Paka my Hegdish, because my Koyach in this object was only until you grabbed it back. My craft in this object was only as long as I grabbed it. The minute you exercise your right to grab it back, my battle is over. The hectic goes off. Tosfos says three things. I repeat. A. The din by Mesusa was called Dolongvar. 2. Landmark Tosfos. That by called Dolongvar, the din is you can keep grabbing back and forth. 3. Tosfos begins a discussion. If a guy grabbed it, number one, and he made it hectic, and then two grabbed it back, exercising their called Dolongvar, is a hectic paka. Why should the hectic you paka? Because since the other guy has a right to grab it back, so your bailus in the object is limited to the interim period that's by you. You grabbed it for as long as it's by you. You're allowed to make an hegdish for the period of afterwards when he grabbed it back. You can't make an hegdish. Says Tosfos, no. So that pocket doesn't go off. What the tzchal doesn't go off. Tosfos said three introductions to get this suffix off the ground. One is the din is called angvar. 2 is by called angvar you keep grabbing back. And 3, you should just know that when number one grabs it and he makes it hektish, even if two grabs it back, the hektish doesn't go off. By the way, why not? Why takanat? The answer is, because when you grab it, it's not yours temporarily. When you grab it, it's yours forever. Just the other guy has the right to grab it back. But when you have it, you don't have it temporarily until the guy grabs it. I'll give you a mori the kanaf kamina. If I call Dolan Kvar, are you allowed to burn it? Or you can say, no, the guy's right to grab it back. I have to keep it around. The answer is, Avada and Avada, you're allowed to burn it. Why are you allowed to burn it? Because right now it's mine forever. He has a right to grab it back and change the status. But if I say that it's by me, I have the ability to make it Hegdish or Lomas. As I said, Tosfos had three introductions. One is that the din of Mesusa is called Olengvar. 2 is by Mesusa, the din is you can grab back and forth. And even though you can grab back and forth, but if one guy grabbed it and he made it Hegdish, then when the other guy grabs it back, the Hegdish is not Paka. Afavosnisht. Maybe, yeah. Why shouldn't it be Paka? Maybe it's only mine until he grabs it. Maybe it's only mine temporarily, and therefore I can make a temporary Hegdish for as long as it's under my jurisdiction. But once he grabs it back, it's over. So he says, no, Sule Paka. Once you make it Hegdish, the ball game's over, and it's not Paka anymore. Why not? I'm explaining Lumpus. Because the ownership that the grabbing gives you is a lomastic ownership. So I can make it, I grabbed, I have it forever, I can burn it, I can destroy it, I can eat it, and I can make it hegdish forever. If the guy will grab it back before I made it hegdish, so that he grabbed it back. But Kol's mad, it's by me forever. And if I made it hegdish forever, Sule Paka Atkan. What? Do whatever I want. Could be the guy can grab it back though, if you sold it, by the way. That could be something else. It's a different topic. One second. I want to leave that for now, okay? But you can't grab it from Hegdish, because Hegdish doesn't go up. Yeah, Hegdish is a chalitz. There's nothing you can do about it, okay? One second. So the story is like this. One second. Exactly. You grab it, it's full Hegdish. The story is like this. Why did Tosfos have to say this? Listen carefully. Why did Tosfos have to say this? Rabbi, let's say the din would be that when number one grabs it, he makes it hegdish, the hegdish goes off. He still can't have it said that the mesusa is hegdish until then? Why did Tosfos say this? One of the great mysteries of Shas Bavli. Taisa said, in order for you to make the Mesusa Hekdesh today, it has to be that if you would grab it and you would make it Hekdesh, it would stay Hekdesh forever. My rabbi said, let's say when I would grab it and I would make it Hekdesh, it wouldn't stay Hekdesh forever. Say this, I'll make the Hekdesh now Mesusa for as long as it's Hekdesh. What is going on over here? Why did Taisa have to speak out this introduction? I'm going to explain Bar Chava now. What was the Pasha Pshat why you're allowed to make the Mesusa Hekdesh? What's the Suffolk Bechal? The Suffolk is, I have a Zach that's Suffolk mine, but it's out of reach. And the question is whether the fact that I can grab it gives me rights in it to make it Hekdesh. That's a Pasha Pshat, okay? Agreed? So I understand you. You have the right to grab it? Yes. So make it Hekdesh. How long will it be Hekdesh for? I don't know, whatever. What's the difference? Who cares? What does my ability to make it Hekdesh today without grabbing it have to do with what will happen if I would have grabbed it and I would have made it Hekdesh? How long is it going to be Hekdesh for? Who cares? Let's say it won't be Sula Paka. There's no tzad to make the Mesusa Hekdesh today. Again, this Mesusa Suffolk mine, right? You tell me it's out of reach, it's within reach because I can grab it. So man, today I can make it Hekdesh. Why is it making Hekdesh? Because it's Suffolk wine. Just, you said it's any Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. I have a Shum Krayach, I have a Krayach in it. What do I care if I would grab it and I would make it Hekdesh, then the Hekdesh wouldn't stay forever. Therefore, today I can't make it Hekdesh. Who cares? Does that make any sense? Taisus is Greek. Taisus is French. Taisus is not readable. Taisus says in order for the Suffolk of Mesusa to get off the ground, it has to be that the din is that when guy number one grabs it and he makes it Hekdesh, the Hekdesh never goes off. And let's say when he grabs it and he would make it Hekdesh, Hekdesh would go off. The Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara is still fine. I have a Mesusa over here. I repeat what I said yesterday and today. The Mesusa is Suffolk mine. Just the problem was that it's out of reach. It's within reach. Why is it within reach? Because I can grab it. I can grab it, period. That's after I can grab, I can make Hekdesh. So today I'm making the Mesusa Hekdesh. What does it have to do with what would have been the din if I would have grabbed it and I would have made it Hekdesh, whether or not it would have been Sula Park? Who cares?
What's the Hekdesh?
Who cares? Who cares? What's the relevance of the question? You'll make it.
Who said that?
You didn't hear what I said. Who cares? Why not? I'm not basing it on would have been Hekdesh. My right to make it Hekdesh today is because it's Suffolk wine and it's within reach. What's called within reach? I can grab it. It's totally irrelevant to me. What would have been the date if I would have grabbed it? I would have made it Hekdesh. How long it would have been Hekdesh? Who cares? Pucker, not pucker. Right now, make it Hekdesh. Well, what did it will be after it's Hekdesh? Maybe when the other guy will grab it, it will go off. I don't know, maybe. And not
going to have me. That means that he's carrying the violence.
I don't see what's the difference.
So then when I'm taking it back, I don't have a yad in it.
I don't know what that means. Well, I have a yad in it. I have a yad in it to take it and grab it. This is a zach. I'm asking a different question. Why is the Hekdesh not chal today? It's a Suffolk my mesusa, and it's in my rishus. I can grab it. What will happen when I grab it? How long I can make a Hekdesh for? I'll make a Hekdesh for a week, okay? So make a Hekdesh for a week now also. I said something about the Oidama. You answer my question? I'm asking what the first thought is. Why does Taisa have to introduce the first thought with the whole Arichas here? The Gemara is a simple Gemara. I'm doing an act of Hekdesh on a Zach, which is Suffolk wine. It's within reach because I could grab it. What's the difference? What would happen when I grabbed it if it would be Hekdesh forever or not? But who cares? It's irrelevant. The answer is, state in this Tosis, a Nubshat in the Sugya that we didn't have till now. A Nubshat. Up to now we learned that your ability to make it Hekdesh today, this Talis, this Mesusa is called Alangvar. Nope, so that'll be Hekdesh. I started off the Sugya with 3 days ago. Suffolk yours, the answer is, but it's out of reach. It's in a Mesusa. So what's the tzad that is Mesusa? Because I can grab it. It's I have a finger and I have a Shum Kayach in it, right? If that's the pshat, Taisa doesn't make any sense. I can't read the Taisa. Why did Taisa have to speak out this all Arichas? If I would have grabbed it, and I would have been Hekdesh, and then the other guy would have grabbed it, so who cares? Yeah, pucker, not pucker. Today, I have rights in the Hekdesh. You want to know how long the Hekdesh will be? Go break your head. But if you look in Taisa, Taisa learned the whole Sugya differently. Look in the Hemshach of Taisa, how Taisa brings, before the Odilma. Look how Taisa brings the Raya from Tokfor Koyin. Hash the icy vahochen talk for coin, aim a teen, ulakach. I feel the light talk for a soon begins of avoid the misophic. You should never use the coin helic boy. Ulakach your whole talk for. Alma! I feel the light talk for chashiv ki idu talk for kvar, vigdisha boy to be yodi. Oh, yeah, I saw this place as I fainted. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30, 35, 40. When I learned that 45 years ago, I wasn't appreciated. Yeah, he's a young bacher. Taisa, you can faint such a Taisa. You see what Taisa says? Taisa says, that the reason why today you're allowed to make it Hekdesh is because if you would have grabbed it tomorrow, and tomorrow you would have made it Hekdesh, the Hekdesh was Chal. That's not the Pshat and the Sugi the way we learned until now. We learned until now, today it's Safek Moin, right? Just it's out of your control. It's in my control because I can grab it. The right to grab it gives me Pailus. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says you have a right to grab it, and if you would have grabbed it, you would have made it Hekdesh, and then it would have been Chal. So the reason why you're allowed to make it Hekdesh today is not because you have the right to grab it. You have the right to make it Hekdesh today because you have a right to grab it and make it Hekdesh. And since you had a right to grab it and make it Hekdesh, I have the right to make it Hekdesh now because it's as if I grabbed it already. Did you ever just happen? Tosis learned a different pshat in the sugya. Tosis didn't learn the way we've been learning the whole week. We've been learning the whole week that the pshat in the sugya is that vibalt, I have a right to grab it. The etzem right to grab it is called I have a koyach in it. Tosis is not like that. We didn't look at Mashan Tosis. Alma afilo loy talk for chashiv kilo talk for kvar ve'gedisha ba'oida b'yodai. Tosis says that the finger that you have in it is not the grabbing. What the suffix left for you, what you retained from the suffix was the right to grab it, and if I grab it, I have a right to make Hekdesh. So my ability to make it Hekdesh today is not because I have a right to grab it. My ability to make it Hekdesh is because I have an ability to make it Hekdesh. Yeah, my son, I don't have an ability to make it Hekdesh because I can grab it and then I'll be able to make it Hekdesh. So the finger that you have in it, the shum koyach that you have in it, is not that I could grab it and therefore it's in my rishos and therefore I can make an Hekdesh. That's not enough. The shum koyach that I have in it is that I could grab it, and after I grab it, I'll make an Hekdesh. And that right allows me to make an Hekdesh today. Yeah, nice and no. Tosis changes the rules of the game. If that's true, then I know what Tosis meant. If the reason why I'm allowed to make it Hekdesh today is because I have a right to grab it, I have a right to grab it. What do I care when you'll make it Hekdesh, how long the Hekdesh will stay, who cares? But if the reason why I'm allowed to make it Hekdesh today is because when I would grab it, I could have made it Hekdesh. Oh, really? But if you would have grabbed it and made it Hekdesh and somebody would have taken it away from you, what would have been the din? Hekdesh is Parker. Why is Hekdesh Parker? Because it's not by you anymore, correct? So today also it's not by you because you didn't grab it yet. So if the reason why I'm allowed to make it Hekdesh is because I have a right to grab it, you have a right to grab it. What says hacking a cup? You have a right to grab it, make it Hekdesh. But the reason why I have a right to make it Hekdesh is because I have a right to grab it and make it Hekdesh. And that right of making it Hekdesh after I grab it is what gives me the courage to make it Hekdesh today. So let's say, if you would have grabbed it and made it Hekdesh and somebody else would have grabbed it away from you, if it would be Paka, what would that tell us? That the only way you can make it Hekdesh when it's by you. All right, the minute that somebody else grabs it away from you, the ball game's over. So today the ball game's over, it's not by you. You can't have more rights today than what would have had tomorrow. And when it would have been tomorrow, when it wouldn't be by you, it wouldn't be Hekdesh, it would be Paka, it would go up in smoke. So your rights today can't be more than the situation tomorrow. And tomorrow, if you would have made it Hekdesh and somebody would have grabbed it away from you and it wouldn't be by you, it would be Paka. So how could you make it Hekdesh today? It's not by you. When it's not by you, you don't have the right to make it Hekdesh. You'll tell me once I make it Hekdesh, the Paka is Paka. Elamai says, no. Once you make it Hekdesh, it's not Paka. So I don't need it to be by me to be Hekdesh. Then I could say, if you're about to have a koyach tomorrow to make it Hekdesh, I can make it Hekdesh now, and it's never going to be Paka ever again. That's why Tosis had to give the introduction of Sule Paka. I'm going to repeat this again tomorrow. I want to sweat on this, and then obviously the Pizeh, the Eidim was a catastrophe. The next line doesn't make any sense. As we're going to see Barachova tomorrow, B'shal Tevo, Mitzlachas. Tonight, Mitzvah Shem, be a regular schmooze on CLC Sharm.